I went out on a day, around the hills and made my way. Good fortune fell, and to my surprise, my brother left me to die. Put away his blade and said, "That's tough. So it goes, I lie here still. If I could fight, I'd probably kill. My heart is broken, I feel the dread. Dizzy by the buzzer's circle overhead. My brother, my keeper. My brother, my friend. What an end, what an solitude, we can't but ponder who's looking out for who. Future's tenant in steely grace, it bursts with color as we see it all play out.
Gone, how we long, punished
cleanse our souls from being unclean, and bask in the glory of living unseemly. The fringe is a friend, and our friends build the memories we sacrifice for the song. Oh, this maddening runs in the face, hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. Skinnier alone is all I need. Hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. This town, a northwest gym just nestled in a mountain, greeted the earth with the peaceful sound of the wind and the earth. I should go walking, it's not something I do. The feeling this light makes me miss the blues. The gutter is lonely, it's a tool I use. I'm trapped. This madman runs into the face, hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. Scared of love is all I need. Hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. don't know our love can never be tested. Someday she'll be alone. We settled in for the winter, casting our lives down in the star. How y'all feeling out there tonight? Everybody feeling good? It's nice to play a hometown show. We haven't played here since 2019. I'm always the most nervous when I know my dad's in the crowd. Watch my language.
Thank you. There's no boat on either side of the Mississippi. No silver in this world left to find. It's precious metal and precious memories slip away. So we, like you all, spent most of the last year and a half in our house, and Andrew's gotten really used to switching which mandolin he's playing whenever he feels like it. It's never happened on stage before until right now. So it's a new era.
Just get used to certain comforts, you know? I'm not wearing Crocs right now.
Thank you.
She saw the future. That was her ticket. Don't give it up. That's Josh Oliver right there on the guitar. That's Matt Smith right there on the cello with the keys. We'll do a little tune that I wrote after we had a little girl about 3 years ago now. There's a lot of reckoning that happens, I'm sure. Some of you know at those hours between like 12 and 6 in the morning when you're staying up with a newborn. Mm-hmm. And a lot of figuring out that goes on there. That came out in kind of pretty mysterious lyrics for me. I'm still figuring out what some of these songs mean. But this is one of my favorite ones. I was kind of musing on when I was sitting there holding her, you know, and she couldn't really focus yet. She was just kind of looking around the room, and her mouth would smile, but I don't think at that age, at like 2 weeks old, they're actually smiling. Mm-hmm. But as a human who's seen many people smile, and I've used a few myself, of course I applied meaning to those smiles, and I just pictured her looking around the room and seeing my late mom and my grandma just kind of leaning over my shoulder and making faces at her. I figured she was fresh enough, she could probably still see people on the other side. That's where this song came from. Thank you.
love affair.
It's a heavy time to be an American, huh?
Yeah. Lots of elephants in every room.
I only hope that all these songs we're singing up here bring people closer together and make you a little nicer when you leave.
sparrows spread their mortal wings. Signs and strings, like notes on the pages, she breathed life into all things.
If you could help me
share the trouble that you've got burning, then you can help me, and in time together.
Thank you. So we put out a new record a few months ago, and doing a lot of those tunes tonight. It was the first song that we put out of this new batch, and it was written, I'm not sure, but it was recorded in February 2020, so with the rest of these songs right before everything shut down, and then a year and a half goes by, and it's a song about people being mean on the internet, and it felt like it just got more and more potent during the year between when we recorded it and when we released it. So this is a tune called Bitter Way.
Thank you.
They're nothing without you. You flutter on by in a flash of color and you're gone. And we keep on rolling on. In 1885, when a man by the name of Vince put three wheels together in an engine too, he had no idea it could be the death of you. And we keep on rolling on.
Y'all seem like a peaceful bunch out there.
No?
Kind of thinking about my mom. She was a piano player for the church, and
she could lead a congregation and keep everybody in time somehow. And I was, she just had really good timing. So I wanted to write a tune that kind of paid homage to that. And that's what I came up with here. It's called Fable and Fire. Back here on the bass, y'all, this is Clint Mulligan. people up here. I missed them when we couldn't do this for a while, and it feels good to be back on stage with them. Yeah. I was singing today in this next song, it's got a line that says, the tunes we've carried through the years will change. I should write another verse about the band names changing as well. Yeah. It's called Old Ties and Companions.
Jamie Dick. Folks that make a lot of the guitars that we play on stage here are based in Hillsboro, and their guitars are called Pretty War Guitars. They're really awesome, and they're good friends of ours. And just sitting here tuning, I had a thought that I've had many times in the last couple years. We played here the beginning of 2019, and I remember they came to the show, and afterward they said something to Andrew about, why does Emily hit the string so hard when she tunes it? It's too loud, she's pulling it out of tune. And I've thought about that so many times since then. I've gotten a lot better about not hitting the string so hard. But then I just did it now, and I was doing it really quietly, and I realized it was still really loud in here because that's just how this room sounds, so it wasn't really my fault. Aww.
Damn, guitars wouldn't stay in tune. Mm-hmm. It was in tune when we bought it.
Well, I'm standing at the door, crying, let me in. See her dancing there in all her wonder. And how her body moves with eternal youth. And her footsteps hammer on like rolling thunder. While I'm stuck here in the shadows, fueling the dream, another face just flashing in the night. The smoke it folds around me like unenchanted wings. As I listen to the nightbirds sing in their flight. Oh. Between my heart and mine. Well, she held me in my anguish, pulled me from my pain, and sheltered me from life's mysteries. Well, somewhere beyond the darkness lies an incredible. At least that's what she wants, made me believe. So go diving into spaces where magic weaves and spins. Go find her there, it's where she set me free. Go find her there and bring her back to me. Oh, close this grave divide between my heart and my mind.
Well, if I turn my back now, lay back down with you, I'll pull you in and finally get some sleep. Listening to the nightmares without wondering how they hold her in their songs so casually.
much for coming and being here with us tonight. I know for some of you it's probably the first time being in a big room with a lot of people, so I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. We realized we didn't really need that many microphones. We're just going to use one. Y'all, we're going to end it on a song that feels extra appropriate today on a day when we're all witnessing what the latest outrage and things that happen in this country that are racist and terrible. And I saw a Toni Morrison quote today that I don't remember all of, but I think it's a really important message. And it began with, insist on being shocked. And I think it's really hard when you wake up and you see this terrible news every day and we get so desensitized to how gruesome so much of our world has gotten. And we have to insist on being shocked by the things that happen around us.
I was born on the southern side, in a small southern town, where the rebels run wild, to beat their chest and swear, they're gonna rise again. Well, it should have been different.
It could have been easy.
The day that old Warren died, hate should have gone with it.